Yeah, I know it's fucking idiot la raza means. It's about our people out there working, surviving with pride and dignity. That's raza.
It's all going down this year. My laxing gear and I wiped off my tattoo tears. A lot of things have changed since 90. I got a lot more homeboys in hand than behind me. And this time you just can't stop it. No telling what might happen when your kids get a copy of the 95 remix. We in the casa, I did it for the raza. Because it's all brand new, what's updated. You see my Cherokees are lacking, my spokes are gold plated. I'm hitting side to side, there's a lump in my throat, but I just can't swallow my brown pride. I'm like an eagle with a snake in his mouth, and a brown fist represents frost in the house. Coming back hard on the rap scene, it's all about the red, white, and green. Cause I'm proud of the color of my skin. You see, I'm kinda like De La Hoya. I'm filled with the spirit of an Aztec warrior. And that means you better not mess with me. This is Frost, the capital DSC. I'm hitting switches like back in the video. I'm that same fool that you seen 5 years ago. I still cruise, I pay my dues. And the only thing new is some more tattoo. It's that Mexican sound that makes it brown. I'm stopping in my Nikes and I'm all creased down. Out in El Paso, up through Chicago, even in Manhattan, they begging for a Latin. Cities like Miami is waiting for another jam. I rock Mexico but call it the motherland. Yeah. Solution, and the answer is brown revolution. So pump your fist to this and wave your Mexican flag and be proud that your khaki sag. I'm here to set the record straight, to clean up the slate. All player haters headed upstate. They hate to see me bouncing through East Los, or cooling in my house on the hill on the West Coast, or hanging with the veterano OGs and hearing all the stories of the 70s, like how the boulevard used to be and how they had values in 73. But now we're living in a new era. Surviving in the 90s is shit.